Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast. For today, mostly sunny skies, mid-50s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, upper 20s. Winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, sunny and breezy, upper 60s, with wind gusts as high as 30. Tomorrow night, becoming mostly cloudy, lows around 40. For Sunday, a blend of clouds and sun, mid-60s. And Sunday night, partly cloudy skies, temps in the lower 30s. Right now, it's 32.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Kansas legislators leaving their first big vote on the state's next annual budget, cutting income taxes and the medical use of marijuana until the second half of their annual session. The Senate hit the legislature's annual turnaround deadline yesterday with a debate on 20 bills touching on a wide range of topics. A Wichita man who accidentally shot and killed his cousin while showing off guns has been sentenced to 3 years in prison. Martin David Ruiz Jr. was sentenced this week in the death of 24-year-old Anthony Martinez. Prosecutors say back in June of 2018, Ruiz took a gun out of a bag of weapons and it went off when he put it back in the slide. Prosecutors argued that Ruiz was acting recklessly when he mixed alcohol with firearms. And Kansas lawmakers who want to legalize betting on sports events and allow online sales of lottery tickets are struggling to agree on details. They also face criticism that they're too generous to companies already managing casinos for the state. Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, Sam Speck here, your farm broadcaster at the Mid-America Ag Network, reminding you that pickup trucks aren't just for farmers and ranchers anymore. Now they're used for everyday driving, and the comfort and fuel economy of the new Ford F-150 is better than ever. If you're in the buying mode, do yourself a favor and see Rusty Eck Ford in Wichita. Now's the time to trade in that old truck for a brand new Ford at Rusty Eck. Rusty Eck Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the exact truck that any farmer, rancher, construction worker, or even mom might be looking for. And right now, the savings will never be better. Right now at Rusty Eck, you get $3,000 off the MSRP, and you keep the rebate. Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Eck Ford. Head online and take a look at the huge selection at RustyEckFord.net or stop by the lot at 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Call Rusty Eck Ford today at 316-785-9211.
The suspect in the fatal shooting of a Kansas college football player and the wounding of current New York Giants cornerback Corey Ballantyne will get a new competency hearing. A hearing to determine if Francisco Alejandro Mendez is competent to stand trial on first-degree murder charges was delayed yesterday after a doctor said Mendez had not been truthful or cooperative with his evaluation. After Mendez said he would cooperate, a new hearing was scheduled for March 9th. Mendez faces 12 charges after the shooting last year that killed Dwayne Simmons and wounded Corey Ballantyne just hours after Ballantyne was drafted by the New York Giants. The sheriff in Harvey County says deputies arrested a 16-year-old boy this week for stabbing his father. Dispatch received the call Tuesday while the two were among three people in a vehicle traveling from Heston to Newton. The caller told deputies the man was driving and having a conversation with his son who was in the back seat, and the boy wouldn't respond and instead stabbed the man in the shoulder with a knife. The boy's being held on allegations of attempted first-degree murder. Mid-America Network News.
As a stockman, you know how reassuring it is to have the right insurance coverage for your livestock when a catastrophe happens. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can customize your protection to provide the best solution for your operation. In case of lightning, fire, collision, and even theft, Blue Valley Insurance can protect you from a crippling financial loss. Contact any of our agents at Blue Valley Insurance at any of our four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. Federal prosecutors for Nebraska say a northern Nebraska tomato growing and packaging plant accused of hiring people living in the country illegally has pleaded guilty, as has the owner of an area restaurant accused of supplying illegal workers. Prosecutors say O'Neill Ventures pleaded guilty this week to conspiracy to harboring undocumented workers. A plea agreement requires the company to pay $400,000 in fines and allow Homeland Security inspections to review the company's hiring practices. Prosecutors also say John Charles Good, the owner of La Herradura restaurant in O'Neill, pleaded guilty to aiding and abetting the practice of unlawfully employing undocumented workers. He faces up to 6 months in prison when he's sentenced on May 29th. And vaping inside restaurants, stores, and other public buildings could soon be banned under a bill currently being advanced by Nebraska lawmakers. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, Sam Speck here, your farm broadcaster at the Mid-America Ag Network, reminding you that pickup trucks aren't just for farmers and ranchers anymore. Now they're used for everyday driving, and the comfort and fuel economy of the new Ford F-150 is better than ever. If you're in the buying mode, do yourself a favor and see Rusty Yak Ford in Wichita. Now's the time to trade in that old truck for a brand new Ford at Rusty Yak. Rusty Yak Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the exact truck that any farmer, rancher, construction worker, or even mom might be looking for. And right now, the savings will never be better. Right now at Rusty Yak, you get $3,000 off the MSRP, and you keep the rebate. Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Yak Ford. Head online and take a look at the huge selection at RustyYakFord.net or stop by the lot at 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Call Rusty Yak Ford today at 316-785-9211.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A groundbreaking was held Monday for a new ag technology complex at Marysville Junior Senior High School. USD 364 Superintendent Denise Guy.
It's going to be a state-of-the-art complex, and we will have a very nice shop in there with all the electrical capacities that are needed for shop equipment. There's also some specialized classrooms. There is a classroom that it's a lab that can be washed down. We can have animals in there, or we could go another route and do some hydroponics. It's a lab that a lot of different things can occur in, but it's made so that we can take a hose in and wash it down and clean it up and work through that way. There'll be a new greenhouse, which the greenhouse previously is quite dated. One of the other things that's very exciting about this project is the fact that all of the kids will be under one roof. The kids will not need to leave the building to go to the ag building. They will be able to travel through a elevated skywalk to get to the building. And we can keep our doors locked for safety and security reasons. That's pretty exciting as well.
Work on the $3.1 million project could begin within weeks. Contracts signed with AHRS Construction following the groundbreaking.
There were some dollars left from the 2015 bond issue, and we ended up with a tremendously generous donation from Mr. Don Landall, and he gave us the extra funding that it was going to take for us to be able to push forward on the ag complex. We're moving forward, and we hope to have it open by December of 2020 so the kids can move in over Christmas break.
Superintendent Denise Guy is a guest on our public affairs program airing Saturday at 7:10 a.m. NRSC offices remind producers that sign-up deadline for the Environmental Quality Incentive Program is Monday, March 1st. Programs fund various conservation practices. Marshall County Fair Association announced this week the theme for this summer's fair is Country Nights and Carnival Lights. The annual event begins Thursday, July 16th, continuing through Monday, July 20th. The annual Washington County Fair begins Tuesday, July 21st, continuing through Saturday, July 25th. The tradition of two fair parades returns this year. Entertainments are being contracted, and the board is considering adding inflatables to the carnival at Washington. An injury accident was reported in Marysville February 14th. Kira Met and Mary Saudi, both of Marysville, collided at the intersection of North 13th and Alston Streets. Met and a passenger from each vehicle were transported to CMH. The annual Baileyville Benefit Basketball Tournament will take place Saturday and Sunday in Seneca at the Nemahal Central Gymnasiums. Annually, the benefit raises money for local residents, including James Beckwith, Justin Eisenbarth, Mary Herman, and Lynn Runnebaum this year. Basketball and volleyball games are scheduled with concessions and a raffle for prizes. The event annually raises well over $100,000 toward medical expenses for area residents. Tony Schmaley, age 52, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. A celebration of life service is planned Monday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Tony Schmaley. Lorraine E. Berger, age 88, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral services pending with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Lorraine Berger.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast. Looking at the surface map for this Friday, we have the stationary frontal boundary across the central upper parts of the Midwest. Some areas just going to see a little bit of some clouds. Some areas could see some isolated rain showers, maybe a little bit of some snow across the upper parts of the Midwest. Otherwise, upper level ridge moves in place for the weekend, bringing us much warmer temperatures, well above average. It looks like across the central parts of the Midwest, well into the 50s and 60s. We do have a low pressure system that will move across the central and upper parts of the Midwest early next week, bringing some areas a little bit of some isolated rain and snow showers. Some areas will see it rain likely and cooler temperatures. So looking at the forecast for this Friday, sunny skies, mid-50s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies around 30. Winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, sunny and breezy, upper 60s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, low of 40, and Sunday, partly sunny. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late February, 43. Record high on this date, 73 in 2006. The average low 21, the record low is 3 degrees in 2015. Sunset this evening 6:17, sunrise in the morning at 7:01. Sunshine 29 degrees in Marysville this hour. Winds are light, favoring the southwest. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 28th of February. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
A ranked team falls and Tom Brady's uncertain future. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Lakers stretched their winning streak to 7 despite being without LeBron James. Teammate Anthony Davis scored 23 and 3/4 of work in a 116-86 blowout of the Warriors. On the ice of the National Hockey League, the Blues, with an early uphill battle against the Islanders, who scored 2 quick goals in the first period, St. Louis defenseman Colton Parayko shut the door in overtime.
Trying to wrap it around, he scores!
On WXOS, Blues win their 6th straight, 3-2. Third-ranked Gonzaga honored former Bulldog star Adam Morrison before Philip Petrusev scored 21 and helped the Zags make easy work of San Diego.
Here's a beautiful pass. Tilly over the top. Petrusev catches and flushes it home.
94-59 the tally. A tight first half between Pac-12 rivals Oregon and Oregon State. But the Ducks pulled away as Peyton Pritchard scored 15 of his 23 in the second half.
Now back up top, Pritchard, NBA 3, baby, yeah!
Those calls on Learfield IMG, Ducks win 69-54. NHL, a pair of hat tricks, Senators right winger Bobby Ryan doing so against the Canucks in his second game back.
Hat trick goal for Bobby Ryan!
On TSN Radio 1290, Ottawa wins 5-2. Ryan entered an NHL assistance program in November after admitting to alcohol-related issues. And Blackhawks left winger Dominik Kubalik recorded the first of his career in a 5-2 win over the Lightning. NFL 6-time Super Bowl champion Tom Brady could be moving on from the only organization he's known.
There are people very close to Tom Brady who are being told by Tom Brady, it's not going to happen. Like, I'm going somewhere else.
ESPN's Jeff Darlington. This is Rich Cantu. ABC
Sports. Taking a look at your high school basketball scoreboard for a Thursday. Washington County defeats Hanover 50-45. Frankfort beats Blue Valley Randolph 56-50. Lynn falls to St. John's Tipton 67-42. Centralia defeats Burlingame 60-52. Clifton Clyde rolls past Pike Valley 74-58. Troy falls to Valley Falls 56-51. In Nebraska sub-district games, Diller Odell lost to Fall City Sacred Heart 55-23, and Southern drops a close one to Elmwood Murdoch 49-46.
1A regional basketball continues Friday in girls action at Frankfort. Hanover and Washington County tip at 6. Frankfort entertains Axtell at 7:30. Both games live on KNDY FM 95.5, plus Saturday night's championships. Lynn girls see Clifton Clyde Friday at 6 at Lincoln. Centralia plays Donovan West at 7:30 at Valley Falls. Dillard-Odell girls face Maywood Hayes Center in the sub-district play Friday at 6:30 at Hastings Adams Central. Marysville's Elise Rose finishes runner-up in the inaugural girls' division of the state tournament, falling to Jordan Connect of Paola in the championship. Boys take the mat Friday.
Hello and good Friday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Many in agriculture claim new confidence this year, despite trade war losses and the unfolding impacts of the coronavirus. Illinois Farm Bureau President Richard Gebert was asked at a congressional hearing on the Phase 1 China deal to explain to producers new optimism in the face of billions in tariff war losses, including more than $1 billion in lost Illinois soybean sales to China.
This agreement that we have with China, it provides an opportunity with enforcement mechanisms that we can hold their feet to the fire to live up the agreement that they have committed to going forward, providing an opportunity for agricultural products.
The optimism also goes as far as looking into the future as the possible Phase 2 trade deal being put on the table.
As we look at Phase 2, I think we look to build on the biotech areas and other opportunities for us to reduce the tariffs on other ag commodities or other goods and services that we provide here in the United States that go over to China.
But there is still the ever-growing concern and the spread of the coronavirus to deal with.
Perishable commodities in particular that are sitting at the docks, the ships that are parked, and no labor to showing up or dock workers to unload those ships has become a real challenge.
Now, the United States Department of Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue is scheduled to testify at the House Agriculture Committee next Wednesday and is sure to be asked about both the coronavirus outbreak concerns and what it means for market implications as well as the Phase 1 China trade deal. Again, reporting on many in agriculture claiming new confidence this year despite the many concerns was Illinois Farm Bureau President Richard Gebert. And I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. At a House Ways and Means Committee hearing, the split between farmers and lawmakers over trade policies of President Trump, a big topic of conversation. Another big topic of discussion included the impact of the Phase 1 trade deal with China. One report describes Republicans in the committee as playing down the overall impact of the trade war, saying the trade agreement with China was a major success. Democrats, though, pointed out that tariffs are continuing to restrict trade. Both sides of the political aisle say Trump's duties on imports and the resulting retaliatory tariffs hurt the U.S. ag sector. Some people at the hearing were optimistic that China would follow through on its promise to purchase $80 billion worth of farm products over the next 2 years. Others weren't quite convinced and said billions more in government assistance may be needed to further blunt the damage from a continuing loss of overseas exports. Minnesota farmer Tim Dufault, one of the witnesses, he said as far as the Phase 1 deal goes, the purchases that haven't yet materialized are a promise, while the tariffs are for real. Commodity prices, which plummeted when the trade war began, have actually fallen further after the U.S. and China signed the Phase 1 deal, he said. The EPA backing down on an extensive use of blending exemptions for smaller oil refiners. A report says the decision comes after last month's 10th Circuit Court of Appeal ruling that vacated three existing waivers and set stricter requirements for exempting refiners from their obligations under the renewable fuel standard. It's been well documented that the EPA drastically ramped up the use of refiner waivers under President Trump, and that sparked a fierce backlash from farmers who have largely supported the president, despite those policies like trade tariffs that have hit U.S. agricultural sector hard. The White House has been struggling to find a compromise between oil and agriculture, two of the biggest pieces of Trump's political base. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course.
What is old is new again. That seems to be the story of hemp. More about that after this.
Orion here. And if you are looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I urge you to check out Flora. FLURA has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers that deliver the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Call Jeffrey at 312-206-18. Check out flora.com.
If you are of a, let's call it a certain age, you may remember when hemp was grown in the United States. It went away because of its cousin marijuana, but it's back. And Jeffrey Yaros is CEO of a company that specializes in hemp from seed to harvest. The company is Flura, F-L-U-R-A. And Jeffrey talks about the difference between then and now.
Years ago, when they were growing it, say, for the war, for rope, and for clothing, that hemp does have CBD in it, but the hemp we're growing now, for the most part, for the CBD market, we have bred it to be higher in CBD. So the stock is very similar in a lot of ways to what people in the past grew, but also the CBD level is higher.
Of course, not all states are created equal when it comes to hemp rules, and it can be a little daunting to keep track of what's legal.
You need to know that. You could obviously talk to people like ourselves who are on top of it, but it is something that changes. Really, the big thing is you got to know how they measure THC, and then if you have a crop that goes over the THC limit, you need to know what your state wants you to do with it. Some states want it destroyed. Others are more sympathetic to the farmer and give them a little more flexibility as long as they have a place to take it. There's basically two ways that states look at this crop. They either look at the total THC or they look at what's called the Delta 9 THC. And the reason there's a difference is because one is the active psychoactive THC, and that's the Delta 9. There is THC, though, beyond the Delta 9 in the hemp plant, but it is not psychoactive unless you would burn it or something. There's a few states that are total THC, but the majority of them are still Delta 9, and everyone is waiting to kind of see what direction the USDA is going to go on all of this.
What's the growing season for industrial hemp?
In the Midwest, we would plant in June, and we would, depending on the strain, you would harvest anywhere between 90 to 150 days after that. So you could be looking at 3 to 5 months.
Questions about hemp? There are a lot of seed companies that you can contact. Flura, F-L-U-R-A, is one of them. Back after this.
Look to the red and white checkerboard of Purina for quality feeds for your livestock. Purina feeds are formulated with the proper nutrition to meet your animal's physiological and production needs. Checkerboard feeds are tested, proven, and balanced correctly for your animal's stage of growth. Couple Purina feeds with your farmer's cooperative feed experts, and you have a recipe for success. Contact a farmer's cooperative animal nutrition consultant today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmer's Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Cattlemen, if you're looking for calves to push down the scale at sale time, be at the Boyer Limousine and Limflex Bull Sale Sunday, March 8th at the ranch, east of Barnston. These thick-top, heavy-muscle bulls have outstanding eye appeal and docility with a first breeding season guarantee. Many of these bulls are sired by breed-leading AI sires. View the video catalog at DV Auction and jboyercattle.com. See you March 8th.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
729 from KNDY, 29 degrees, sunshine this morning with a light southwest wind.
Highs top 50 today, 60 on Saturday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. Wichita State and Temple went down to the wire last night at Coke Arena in Wichita. The Shockers used a late run and a clutch pair of free throws to secure a 72-69 victory. Trey Wade was red hot in the first half for WSU. The junior hit all seven shots and scored 18 points in the first 20 minutes. Wade finished with 21 points, a new career high. The victory moves Wichita State to 21-7. They'll square off with SMU on the road this Sunday. The Kansas City Chiefs have used the franchise tag on defensive tackle Chris Jones, according to reports. Cake TV reports Jones had 36 tackles and 9 sacks last year for an improved Chiefs defense. Jones also earned a Pro Bowl nod. A big sunflower showdown between K-State and KU, the first since the game that ended in a brawl. They'll tip off in Manhattan 12:30 tomorrow afternoon. Mid-America Network Sports.
Two boys 1A regional basketball games were held Thursday night in Frankfort, and in game number one, Washington County survives a fourth quarter push from Hanover to win the ball game 50-45. The Tigers led by 16 points going into the final quarter, but Hanover outscored Washington County 26-15 in the fourth, but fell just short. Hanover was led by Blake Heenick with 24 points, 12 total in the fourth quarter alone. Jacob Juneman added 7 for the Wildcats, who end the season with a 12-10 record. Washington County was led by Drew Berman with 18 points, followed by Kobe Hoover with 16. The Tigers improved to 17-4 and will play in the regional final on Saturday. They will take on host Frankfort, who as the 3 seed got by 2nd-seeded Blue Valley Randolph 56-50. Frankfort used a 25-point first quarter to help push them towards the win. Blue Valley was led by Brody Barr with 19 points, and Bryson Bronkman added 16 for the Rams, who end the season 13-7. Frankfort was led in scoring by Aiden Gerstner, who made 5 three-pointers and finished with 17 points. Garrett Dollinghaus added 11 for the Wildcats, who improved to 17-6. So Frankfort and Washington County will battle for the regional title on Saturday in Frankfort. For KNDY Sports, I'm Ben Keller. Taking a look at your high school basketball scoreboard for Thursday, Washington County defeats Hanover 50-45. Frankfort beats Blue Valley Randolph 56-50. Lynn falls to St. John's Tipton 67-42. Centralia defeats Burlingame 60-52. Clifton Clyde rolls past Pike Valley 74-58. Troy falls to Valley Falls 56-51. In Nebraska sub-district games, Diller Odell lost to Fall City Sacred Heart 55-23, and Southern drops a close one to Elmwood Murdoch 49-46.
1A regional basketball continues Friday in girls action at Frankfort. Hanover and Washington County tip at 6. Frankfort entertains Axtell at 7:30. Both games live on KNDY FM 95.5, plus Saturday night's championships. Lynn girls see Clifton Clyde Friday at 6 at Lincoln. Centralia plays Donova West at 7:30 at Valley Falls. Diller Odell girls face Maywood Hayes Center in the sub-district play Friday at 6:30 at Hastings Adams Central. Marysville's Elise Rose finishes runner-up in the inaugural girls division of the state tournament, falling to Jordan Connect of Paola in the championship. Boys take the mat Friday.
Here's some good news. Senior moments are not signs of dementia in your future. We will talk about what's typical and what's not on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
We take care of animals because that's our job, because that's what's right. That's just the first thing that we think of when we get up in the morning. What do the animals need? People need to know that we do everything we can to produce a healthy and safe product. My family has raised livestock since 1882. If they weren't doing things right, we wouldn't have survived as long as we have.
The family-owned farms and ranches of Kansas. Care and respect practiced daily.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, February 28th, the 59th day of the year. NASA's first flight director and founder of Mission Control, Chris Kraft, was born on this day, and the final episode of MASH became television's most-watched program when it aired on this night in 1983. Worried that those senior moments are signs of dementia setting in? The National Institutes for Health say it's unlikely. Episodes like grasping for the right word, temporarily forgetting what day it is, or an occasional lapse in judgment are perfectly normal in healthy seniors. On the other hand, if someone has trouble having a conversation, keeping up with monthly bills, or shows chronic poor judgment, it might be wise to seek a doctor's opinion. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more and get the advice of the day, visit almanac.com.
KNDY.
To the bag packed, first love leaver, the heart cracked, double down dreamer, the homesick for grass that's greener and a slice of mama's peach pie. To the flat broke, couch cushion gas money, the worker bee that ain't getting no honey, the missing someone, all the while running, gunning for the brighter lights. Here's to the breakups that didn't break us, the breakdown wrong turn that takes you to a little dive bar in Dahlonega. Hear a song from a band that saves you, man, it's a hidden rock bottom, smoke them if you got them, nothing's going making the best of the worst day kind of night. We've all got a number that we don't want a drunk dial, and a good friend.